heard it called valley.
What about the space between the ceiling and the roof? It may not actually be a finished in room, but it's
like the attic.
Okay. Is that, do you think of that as finished or?
No. Let's see. In a loft. You heard it called loft?
What's the difference between a loft and an attic?
I would think what you just got through saying, the attic would sound like it was finished, and the loft would
just be a space
up there.
And the little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and dishes and things?
Pantry.
Did y'all sizes have those?
No.
Is that a word you hear nowadays
more? Yeah, you hear it now.
And Seppi had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken down furniture that weren't any good. What might you call that?
Antiques.
Or if it just has no value.
Junk.
Huh?
Just junk.
Where would you store that? Or store odds and ends?
In the attic.
Did you ever hear of a junk room or a lumber room?
Yeah, I've heard of junk room before. That's probably what one of those words I drew. I told you we didn't have any furniture in. Just put everything in there.
That Christmas tree was?
Right.
Say if your house was in a big mess, you'd say you had to do what to it?
Clean it up.
And the thing that you sweep with would be the?
Broom.
Say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was kind of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was?
Behind the door.
And do you have a two-story house to get from the first floor to the second floor? You have?
Stairs.
What would you call it to get from the porch to the ground?
Steps.
Would you ever use the word stairs if it's outside?
No.
And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and then do the?
Laundry.
What else would they call it besides laundry?
Washing.
And then after the clothes were washed, they'd take them in and do the?
Ironing.
Was the word laundry always used since you can remember?
Not really. I'd say wash was used more than laundry was.
But you would say laundry nowadays?
Yeah.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
shut the door.
And on some houses, you have boards on the outside that lap over each other?
Yeah. It's called a shiplap.
Okay. Do you ever hear a weather board or siding, a clapboard?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Which have you heard it called?
I've heard it call all three, but she seen an open door.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Mostly shiplap. See, all our houses were built out of shiplap.
Is shiplap the board that's used, or is that the type of construction?
That's a board. One board comes down, it's got a lip on it, another one laps over it.
So the boards themselves are afraid of the shiplap.
Right.
Say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and to hit the nail.
You're talking about a hammer?
Okay, so you took the hammer and what the nail in.
Nailed it in.
Or you what the nail into the wall. Using another word.
If I hit the hammer. Drive the nail into the wall.
Okay, so you said pick up the hammer and I
drove a nail in.
And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be what in further?
Driven in further.
Did you ever say drove?
I don't know if I have enough.
Before they had bathrooms indoors, what did they call the buildings that they have outside?
Outhouse.